Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, November 26th. When it comes to universal psychological issues, this one's a perennial: the fear of choosing the wrong hair color and never wanting to be seen in public again. Seriously, if you want to, say, become a redhead, you've had to trust the picture on the box to make a guess at what that shade of hair color will look like on you. Scary. No more. The hair color industry has started applying augmented reality to this formerly fraught decision. You've surely used augmented reality, or AR, even if you can't define it. Harvard Business Review calls it the process of applying digital data and images to the physical world. If you've ever used a Snapchat filter or tested a digital paint color in a photo of your bedroom, well, that's augmented reality. It works just as well for hair color as it does for paint. And with hair color, it offers the potential to dramatically reduce the number of bathroom mirror-inspired crying jags. The motivation for adding such expensive, sophisticated technology to beauty brands is, of course, economic. Younger women are embracing natural color and also shunning hair dye because of growing fears about toxic ingredients. They also don't want to spend hours and loads of money in salons. Though we spent $2 billion on hair dye last year, that's $50 million less than 2016, Vogue Business reports. And sales are predicted to continue falling. And so addressing customers' anxieties, in part by using augmented reality, has quickly become a necessity for beauty brands. Last year, hair color startup Madison Reed added the ability to virtually try on different shades before you order one to be shipped to your home. L'Oreal took notice, not just of the virtual try-on feature, but of the direct-to-consumer model itself. Not one to leave business on the table, L'Oreal launched a rival direct-to-consumer brand, Color & Co., this summer. Recently, L'Oreal also debuted an augmented reality feature. Today, you can try on shades at both companies, either by uploading a selfie or by allowing the brands to use your video camera to show you live. The technology looks virtually the same. Both show you before and after in a split screen, your current color next to you adorned with the new one. L'Oreal, though, has one-upped Madison Reed by offering a live stylist consultation. Via video conference, your new best beauty friend will direct you to flattering colors. In both cases, you won't find the virtual try-on app until you've taken an online hair color quiz. Adding augmented reality isn't simple or cheap, but it is a strategic move in the beauty business. Last year, L'Oreal bought the AR company Modiface for an unknown sum. Modiface powers its try-on feature. Prior to the acquisition, Modiface was also the engine behind other beauty try-on apps. Now, L'Oreal doesn't have to worry that Modiface technology will show up on rival sites. It was the first tech acquisition for L'Oreal after numerous acquisitions of beauty brands. Madison Reed's AR feature is powered by Perfect Corp., Modiface's own biggest rival. The degree to which AR is boosting sales in the beauty business, one of its most avid adopters, is unclear. But cosmetics, skincare, and hair care brands are betting big that we want to test new products before we buy them. L'Oreal, in fact, says it is now a digital-first company, meaning it's making all of its strategic decisions with an eye on our online use, not our in-store shopping habits. So will augmented reality really help you choose the best shade of brunette? There's still the element of personal choice and personal mishaps available to all of us. When it comes to virtual try-on services, the result is uncertain, but one thing is certain. We're sure to see more and more augmented reality coming to the beauty business. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. We'd love to know more about you, but we don't have any augmented reality apps to help us out. So take a quick second and answer our survey at wondery.com/survey. We're so grateful that you listen. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.